Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now. Keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we have Professor Joe Cummins on the phone, Professor Emeritus at the University of Western Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We've had you on the show before, and you've written some papers for the USDA and the FDA. Is that correct?
That's right.
Well, we ran across some research this past week about a connection, possibly, between Morgellons disease and genetically modified organisms. Did you write a paper about that subject?
Sometime back.
Well, that's what we wanted to ask you about today, because in the past, a lot of people said, including the CDC, that they thought that Morgellons was basically a psychiatric disorder.
It has been described in those terms. One of the key researchers from New York State has kind of backed off from his findings in that area. His area was that the disease was caused by the bacterium Agrobacterium, which is used a lot in genetic engineering.
The only reason I was able to make this connection was not because of your paper specifically, although I found it later, but because of the testing of vaccines in the, for instance, the rice crops. That same bacterium is being used for that. Is that correct?
That's right.
Do you think there's any danger in doing that?
Oh, yes. I'm sure there is. The Agrobacterium is capable of infecting people as well as plants, even can undertake its gene transfers into human cells. So there must be considerable care taken when dealing with things such as the Ebola vaccine, for example, and, you know, proposed for being grown in croplands.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I mean, you always have something interesting to say. And sometimes, to be honest with you, for instance, the last time you were on the show, it really took me quite a long time to evaluate all the information you gave us. And we actually went back and listened to your interview a number of times while we came across certain things. Yes. Yeah. So thank you so much, because we appreciate all of your information. And I'd like to add one thing. Can you give people a little bit of background about you and about how you came to be involved in this scientific research?
Well, I go way back in this regard. I taught genetics, advanced genetics, and microbial genetics, and even human genetics at the University of Western Ontario. And my laboratory was concerned with gene damage from the environment. Even at the beginnings of the genetic modification, I expressed a great deal of concern, and I've carried that concern onwards. And I think the most disturbing thing that I've seen happen, most of the people who with a good deal of depth of genetic knowledge no longer exist there, and it's more a bureaucratic exercise, which essentially rubber stamps.
Let's back up for a moment, because I think a lot of people don't really know what Morgellons disease is. Is there some way you can encapsulate that for people?
A very painful skin disease where people get lesions that appear and disappear in skin around their hands and arms and even in other parts of the body. And they relate this to particular kinds of growths which are believed to be associated with the bacterium.
My understanding also is that fibers actually grow from these areas.
That's right. One of the clearest definitions of Morgellons has been the appearance of these fiber structures.
So one of the vaccines being tested is Ebola vaccine, and you're saying it's being manufactured through this agrobacterium, or engineered, I should say?
Yeah, agrobacterium is used to deliver genes to various croplands.
What's the possible outcome if it's used in a vaccine inside rice, for instance, that we eat, engineered through this agrobacterium with, for instance, the Ebola vaccine? What could possibly happen if that were to go wrong?
Well, one thing that happens frequently is that your immune system begins to assume that this is food. So you become sensitive to the organism, sensitized to the disease
how do you think it is that more people are getting it then? It used to be a very rare thing, and now it seems to be increasing.
Yes, I've been considerable involvement earlier on with people who were concerned about Morgellons, and I found it very frustrating simply because the medical establishment has been reluctant to recognize Morgellons.
Right.
And you're really kind of stuck because it's very hard to find a valid treatment for the disease when the medical establishment tends to regard it as a psychosomatic phenomenon.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Professor Joe Cummins. He is a professor emeritus at the University of Western Ontario.
Thank you.